Well, you take that hog and you spread him out on the table and you cut him out. You cut that ham out and you cut that ham out, or that shoulder out, and that left a middling in the middle, see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you take that and you put it just much salt on as you can get on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a lot of old pine tops. You get a whole lot of pine tops and put them in the barn where you're going to put your meat.
Mm-hmm.
And you salt that piece of meat and you put it on that pine top. Every piece of it would be cut out, you know, and shoulders and hams and middlings. And we'd lay them on them pine tops full of salt. We'd get the salt by 100 pounds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it would stay there 3 days. And that salt would melt and it would go in that meat, see.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take that meat and you hang it up, get a piece of wire and hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
Or either you could pack it in a big old box and put full of salt in there and cover it up. And it would keep, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd use that meat all 12 months that we ate, you know, while we were working.
Mm-hmm.
From one year to the next, we killed enough when we killed the last 12 months.
Well, so you just killed once a year? Is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, if you wanted one in the summertime, a little piece of fresh meat or something like that, we'd kill one, you know, and sell what we didn't want and
mm-hmm.
cook what we could use, you know, and sell somebody else's piece of it. See, we don't have some fresh meat.
Well, when you all did kill the hogs, how many did you kill at once?
Well, we killed about 15, 20, something.
Wow, that's a lot. Well, did you all do it yourselves? Or did
yeah,
you
we
somebody
did.
Have
we did it.
Cook?
We cleaned hogs. I cleaned hogs all my life.
Uh-huh.
I cleaned 5 sets of chilies the other day for a man.
Did you really?
He killed 9 hogs and he brought me 5 sets of chilies to clean for him and I cleaned them for him.
Uh-huh. Well, now that's a job too, isn't it?
It is. And then he brought the feet up here for me to clean for the 9 hogs and I cleaned them too.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked in stuff like that all my life. I ain't never known nothing.
Can you get Atlanta now?
Yes, sir. That's right. I gotta go back to Atlanta. Tell me what your name is.
We had turkeys and duck.
Had all kinds of
things. Made feather beds.
Did you really?
Cotton beds, yeah. I got 2 mattresses now and a set of pillows.
For heaven's sake. Those things must last forever.
They do. You keep a good tick on them.